Blog Talk Radio.
All that I am or ever hope to be lies in your hands. You are my destiny. When you are in my arms, I rule the world. And when we're far apart, how cruel the world. All that I want,
all that I want,
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
spend my life,
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am, because of you. All that I want,
all that I want,
is to be near to you, to spend my life,
to spend my life,
making it clear to you. You are my heart, my soul, my dream come true. All that I am because of you.
Because of you. Because of you.
Beautiful song. They forgot the last two notes, though. It should have been bump, 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 bump. Yeah. But, you know, hey, they miss it more often than not, but that's okay. I can finish it for them.
You just don't miss it, do you? You just don't miss it, then. You see every,
no,
hear every little note.
I just got to do it. It's in my blood.
Every
cell of my body. Yeah, it's there. It's there. And it begs to get out. You know, it'll hurt me if I don't let it out.
That's funny.
Oh, well, how are you doing today, Sue?
Well, I've been busy, and I finally looked at my watch clock a while ago and thought, oh, my gosh, the day's just gone by so quickly, and I have 10 minutes finish up my stuff, and if I don't finish it, I'll do it later. So here I
am. Hey, there you go. Yeah, whatever you don't get done is not going to get up and walk away. I've proved that so many times. It just does not. It refuses to grow legs and walk out. I tell you.
That's for sure. It isn't going any place. That's for sure. Nope.
Well, I feel pretty good today because I worked my last night last night. That
you did? Oh,
yes.
Wow. Did you celebrate today?
That was it. Yeah, I slept for 3 hours.
Well, good for you. For 3 hours. Okay. Well,
3 hours,
you can sleep later, though, now. So
yes, now I can. And I don't have to... I don't have to make myself lie down at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock and sleep for 4 or 5 hours or try to. I never get to sleep before 6:30. So that was, it was like 2 or 3 hours in the morning and 2.5 or 3 hours at night before I went to work. And that's what I had to function on. Well, I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, no, you know what I bet happens to you tonight? You're going to wake up and think, oh, my God, I'm going to be late for work.
I very well could, because the last 2 or 3 months, has really gotten confusing on my brain. I would wake up and wonder, what day is it? Do I have to go to work? Do I have a show? What's going on? What time do I have to? Things just wouldn't stay straight. And that's when you know it's time to do something different. Because
true.
Your brain...
Well, you're going to have a whole new routine now.
Yes. I can be awake during the day and sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. It's like you're on vacation now. Wow. Great.
Like that's going to happen. I'll probably get up at 6 or 7 in the morning and be awake most of the day, take a nap in the afternoon just because I can't keep my eyes open anymore, or evening, you know, early evening. And then
mm-hmm.
I'll be awake at midnight, 2 a.m., and
oh yeah,
wonder what the heck I'm doing. Did I have somewhere I had to get up to do to go? Is there something
yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing?
just don't go to work.
Oh,
don't get dressed and go to work.
Mm. I am so tired of getting up and getting dressed and having to do my makeup to get ready to leave. You know, it's...
Right.
I'm so tired of that. I just...
Yeah, because you have to be at work at 11, so it's not coming.
Yeah.
Too, you know, I've never mentioned this before. I'm sure you thought of it, but, you know, working in that place by yourself at night, too, that's kind of scary.
No, it isn't. This is Wickenburg.
Wasn't to you?
No, I was never scared. I was never scared. And like I told the manager, it's like, you know what? I got a 357. If I get scared, my gun's coming to work with me. I got a shotgun.
Okay.
I could bring my shotgun to work with me, you know. And they just said, sure, you're there by yourself. You do what makes you feel safe. So I had no opposition to it. I never really felt the need to do that. At one point, I did because there was somebody robbing motels down in the Phoenix Valley. And so for a couple of weeks, I did take my revolver. But, and then it was like, well, they're down in Phoenix. This is Wickenburg. Never mind. I never felt threatened. I never, you know, if there was something that I felt it would not be safe for me to handle, I called the police. You know?
Oh, right.
Like there was one guy outside on our patio furniture, higher in a kite, yelling at himself or the world or whatever. And I says, you know what? I'm not confronting that all by myself. That would be really stupid. So I just called the cops and let them handle it. And they escorted him off the property.
Well, good. Good deal.
So I guess being high in public didn't rate being arrested. But, you know, whatever. As long as he didn't come in and bother me, I didn't care much. It was like, you know, if you wanna mess up yourself, go right ahead. But just stay out of my life. So that was That was the only time I ever really had a problem. That's the only time I called the police one other time when this poor lady, she had Alzheimer's, just couldn't get herself straight. She was convinced that her husband was in the room yelling in pain, screaming in pain, and I had to call the paramedics. And I says, no, because I don't know that that's happening. If you need to call the paramedics, you go and get your cell phone and you call the paramedics. You know,
right.
If I knew for sure that was happening, I could help you out. But, you know, I knew that she had Alzheimer's and all that stuff. And she insisted I go down in the basement and get our doctor. Like, wait a minute.
Oh, my.
Number one, we don't have a staff doctor. Number two, we don't have a basement.
Hello.
But it's like, knock, knock. Anybody home? So in that instance, I did call the police because, number one, she dialed the paramedic. She dialed 911, and they could tell that she was a little bit sideways, and so they called the police. They actually called the police and sent them. And her husband had come down looking for her in the meantime. He wasn't screaming in pain. He didn't have anything that hurt. She was just totally out there, you know. They took care of it.
That must be awful. Just horrible disease. Just awful.
Mm. Yeah, my grandma had it. So, yeah, it's tough to watch. It's tough to watch. So, but that's the only two times that I had to have help. The rest of it was just like, hey, it's Wickenburg. Good grief. You know?
Well, that's great, Jim. That's good news.
Well, and all winter long, we've got the cowboys filling up the whole house. And believe it or not, most of the cowboys are complete and total gentlemen. If I had any problem, I could have called any room that they were in, and they would have come help.
Mm-hmm.
That's how cowboys are. So, mm-hmm. No, I was never afraid. Even when I had to call the police, I wasn't really afraid. I just had situations that they needed to deal with instead of me. So,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, if I had been afraid.
So, are you going to celebrate today or what? Tonight?
No. The way I'm going to celebrate is I'm just going to whirlwind pack. And tomorrow, I've got to take a pack. See, life goes on. You know, whatever else changes, life goes on. I have to take Apache to the vet and get his yearly inoculations and get his nails trimmed. And it's like, please trim them up as short as you can. Just don't make him bleed. But trim it up because, man, his nails grow like crazy. I've got to get him used to having me hold his feet. He won't let me trim his nails. So I've got to figure out a way to get that done. And then after that, I have to go down, and I had a really good thing happen to me. I got an email saying that T-Mobile ate Sprint, so I had to switch my account from Sprint to T-Mobile. So I called them and got all that information set down. Well, I've got to go to the T-Mobile store, you know, because they will actually have to switch it over. But one of those reasons is that they're giving me an $800 phone for having to switch.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Is that just neat? I've got a Galaxy S9. Yeah, I've got a Galaxy S9. They're going to give me an S21, and it's an $800 phone. And it's like, okay, I think I can let you do that.
Yeah, that was very generous. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and part of the reason is that when special offers and things came up with Sprint, I just never cashed them in. I never used them. I didn't need them, so I just didn't bother. And so they're kind of turning all those on at once since I'm having to leave Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I don't think that would add up to $800, but hey, you know, if you want to give me an $800 phone, I'll take it, as long as it's in Galaxy S.
Well, that's wonderful. Well,
it's
that's
fantastic.
Good news. So
I have
that
to go and do that.
That was a great song you started the show with.
Oh,
yeah,
wasn't
I that?
I love that song. I love that song. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Okay, now let's get on with it here. I've got so much good stuff. I'm going to very first thing. ABBA is back in town. Not literally in town, but you know what I mean. They're back doing it again. They're back doing it again. So I am going to play two songs that they have released, you know, back to back. One's the A side, one's the B side. I think the first one I'm going to do, I think this is the B-side, is Don't Shut Me Down. So we're going to give ABBA a little bit airplay now. And I know you're not supposed to admit you like ABBA. Well, fooey on that. I like ABBA. I like ABBA. What, you know, hey. So here we go with Don't Shut Me Down.
A while ago I heard the sound of children's laughter. Now it's quiet, so I guess they left the park. This wooden bench is getting harder by the hour. The sun is going down, it's getting dark. I realize I'm cold, the rain begins to pour, as I watch the windows on the second floor. The lights are on, it's time to go. It's time at last to let him know.
Them 75 and 76 years old, all four of them, so, and they're coming back into it. More power to them. They get points for that one. Never say done. Keep on keeping on. And I think it's fantastic. I really think it's fantastic. Okay, I am going to play Gwen's request, which is Elvis doing Heart of Rome.
I'll keep your peace.
me very close before you leave me. La 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 la. Somewhere in the heart of Rome, I'll make a wish in every fountain, say a prayer that you return. Minutes I'll be counting, may the fire of love still burn. I'll keep your picture by my pillow and pretend I'm not alone. Make believe that you are with me. La la.
Good song. I think that's a great song. And we don't hear it very much. We used to hear it all the time, and you just don't hear very much anymore. That's all right. We'll play them. We like them. Okay, and I've got one thing. We have a new listener today, and I promised her a shout-out. It's the gal that handles my account switchover at T-Mobile. Her name is Jerry, and she promised me she'd be listening and asked me if I could give her a shout out just so she could have a tickle. So there you go, Jerry. Welcome, and I hope you enjoy it. And
yeah.
So, right. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. You know, she thought it was so neat that we do this, and I explained to her why I have to have an unlimited everything plan. It just, nothing else would work. I've got to have unlimited everything, so
right.
I got it. I didn't have to switch plans.
Right.
So that's
you
awesome.
Did well.
And for the same price. There we go. Okay, that eats the pain. Having to switch companies.
Well, no kidding.
Oh my gosh, yes. All right, we do have something that's on a sadder note. Is that our friend Brandon, his mama died this morning from fourth stage cancer. They had just moved her into hospice yesterday, and it was quick. So,
oh, man.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. She didn't have to wait in hospice, waiting for it to happen, waiting for, you know, it was fast. So that is a good thing. And even when you're expecting it, it's hard. It's sad. Mm-hmm. And your heart hurts, even when you're expecting it to happen. So, Brandon, our hearts go out to you, honey, and we're so sorry for your loss. And I know that sounds a little bit lame, but we mean it. We really do mean it, because it's a hard thing you're going through. And I told him to send me a song that I could play for his mama. And he sent me a song by Mercy Me called I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
There you go, Brandon. That was for your mama. And she went home. And you will see her again one day. It's still very, very hard to go through losing someone you love. I'm not looking forward to it. But I know that it's something that I will have to go through. And I will. And God is there with you to help you through it, as he will be with each one of us as this happens to us in our lives. Alright, and John has sent me so many good songs for today, and this is one that it's very appropriate to play now. This was created in 2015 from three recorded Elvis versions, and the one line that runs through my head is, softly as I leave you, before your arms can bid me stay one more hour or one more day. And that, sometimes that's how it has to be. Because it comes to a time when each of us will know it's time to go. It's time to go home. Go to our rest until Jesus calls us. And it'll be just as hard for us as it will be for those losing us. But leave softly. Leave softly. With a kiss on your brow and a touch on your cheek. Leave softly. By now you know what this song is, so I'm going to play this also as a tribute for Brandon's mama and for all of those that each one of us has lost.
Softly, I will leave you. Softly, long before your eyes, and then you stay.
A little more, a little more than
softly, I will leave you softly.
From our hearts of prayer, into your heart, and see you again. After all the years, I can't bear to do it. To fall. So softly, so softly, I will leave you.
Thinking about a loss.
Oh, yeah.
It really does.
Very, very pretty.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I've heard that before, watched that one.
I hadn't heard it before either. It was made in 2015, which is about 6 years ago, but I don't think anybody's been playing it. They play his regular recorded versions, you know, with Cheryl mm-hmm. Nielsen and all that, but this one, I don't think this one got airplay, but we played it today, and very appropriate, and very mellow, and sweet, and comforting. So, all right, time to get back in the swing of things now. You can only handle so much sadness at a time, I swear to God, otherwise it's crawl into a corner and cry, and that'll just give you a headache, so you don't want to do that. Not if you can avoid it, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There does come a time when you can't avoid it, though. I mean, you know, when you lose somebody you love, That's hard. That's really hard.
Yes,
and it's going to be hard. It is going to be hard. But in the meantime, you live. And you love. And you enjoy. And you be happy. You know, there's time enough for sadness later. So, just listen to a song for the good times. That'll do it. Anyway, I'm going to play Victoria's Request. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a song for everything, man. All you got to do is know them. Hey, they're all right there waiting for you to use them. And I do. I do. Okay, Victoria's Request was Tony Orlando and Dawn doing Knock Three Times. Or it's desperate. Kind of matured over a couple, 3 years as well. This was before he had long hair. It was just sort of long, you know. That's how you could judge people back then, how long their hair was by how old they were. Anyway, more money, longer hair. But man, you know, back then, so many girls would look at that guy and see that hair and go, why can't my hair be like that? Number one reason, you're not Tony Orlando. That's the best reason I could come up with for him. You know, I always liked my hair. My hair was always reddish, kind of blondish red kind of thing with brown, and it was always really long. When I was little, Mama used to chop it into a pixie cut every summer, and I hated it. I hated it. She finally got the hint. Oh, my gosh. She finally got the hint that I was going to grow it out. She wasn't going to be allowed to cut it a second time that summer, and I was just going to grow it out, and it always looked like garbage growing out, you know. So she finally left it alone. She finally just left it alone and let me grow it. So she, you know, she was a smart lady. It just took her a little while sometimes. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to play. I really like this. I really like this. John sent this to me this morning. And it's kind of like Jerry Reed was a card and a half. He had a sense of humor that was as big as all outdoors, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. If you ever heard the outtakes from the movies and all that stuff, that dude was hilarious. Oh, my Lord. And you get him and Elvis together, and your stomach's going to start hurting from laughing. So, this is a song that Jerry Reed wrote, and Elvis liked it, and he wanted to do it, but nobody could play the guitar right. So, he told him, bring Jerry Reed down here. And so Jerry Reed came down to play guitar for Elvis, and he was excited to do it. It was wonderful. So, here is the recording session, takes 1, 2, and 5. With Jerry Reed and Elvis singing Guitar Man. Jerry Reed's playing guitar. Elvis is singing. You know, I probably should have done that a little differently, but here we go with Guitar Man.
We're rolling. This is Guitar Man. Take one. I ain't played all weekend, Elvis. I know your house is a mess, Reed.
That's a mess, man.
It is. Yes. Okay, you are too. Let's just leave them out. No, man, there ain't no way you can get them both. So them just sound like a room full of spastics or something. Ready? Yeah. I did it the wrong way. No wonder. 1, 2, 3. Now. Well, 2, 3, 4. Bob, it's long on the record. I forgot it's like this. I think, ain't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Two of them.
This is two. 2, 3, 4.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. Left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nights, left looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis.
Okay.
Out of juice and luck.
Man, I may wander off in the parking lot. Stay with me. I guess I'll get with you sometime tonight. 2, 3, now. I can do that better. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I'd left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis, got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs, looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck. So I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia, on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars. Hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the Hobo Junction, roamed 1,000 miles of track. till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama, at a club they call Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like with a swinging little guitar, man. Show them, son. Take a trip down to the ocean, find yourself down around Mobile. Or make it on out to a club called Jack's if you got a little time to kill. Just follow that crowd of people, you'll wind up out on his dance floor. Digging to find this little five-piece group up and down the Gulf of Mexico. Now guess who's leading that five-piece band? Well, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar man. Yeah, yeah.
There you go, that guitar man. I love that song. That it's so fun. It's fun. You stop and think about it. It's fun. And you know, and I got thinking when that was playing. You know, riding in the back of a poultry truck's probably better than riding in the back of a hog transport. I'd much rather ride with chickens, I swear. Yeah, even cattle get a little perfumey. That's what you want to call it. But at least I like the way cows smell. I don't much like the way hogs smell. They're, you know, one thing though, and this is the reason why people started having hogs as pets. You know, those potbelly pigs and all that. Potbelly pigs get big and ugly. I mean, good grief. They don't get tall. They just get fat. Anyway, is because pigs are very affectionate. They're like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
My mama and the kids, when they had the farm, they raised a couple hogs for butchering. And the female, they were going to breed her. And so they were kept. They kept her and they tamed her down and they used to ride her around the yard and she used to come and nuzzle on them to get her tummy scratched and all that stuff, you know, just like a dog would. She was very wonderful, but she got arthritis and she got too big to carry her own weight, let alone to breed her. So she joined the others in the freezer. You know, that would be, well, hey, you know, we kind of were raised with a laissez-faire attitude towards it because originally they were meant for the freezer. You know, they were supposed to go in the freezer.
Well, it's funny.
Oh, yeah, join the others in the freezer. Yeah, I know. But that's...
My daughter had one, and she raised it from a baby. And didn't realize it was going to get so big. And
oh,
so
my
she
word.
Finally had to do something with it. My
yeah,
gosh.
They, all right, what kind of hog was it?
I don't know, but it was it got big, but it sure was a good pig. I mean, it was like her pet.
Oh, yeah. They are so smart. They're just like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like dogs. And that was the hardest thing that they had to do, but there was nothing else they could do because she got the arthritis so bad she couldn't even stand up. She couldn't hold her own weight.
Oh.
So
oh.
there wasn't anything else they could do. So I don't remember what her name was. They named her and everything. It was like she was one of the pink hogs. She wasn't a Shropshire or a Hampshire or anything like that. She was a pink hog. I don't remember what kind it is, but those are the ones we always got. It was just the regular old run-of-the-mill pink farm hog.
Yeah, that's what hers was, but it was not supposed to be getting that big, and it got huge. And she writes in the house, and it's trained it to go outside. And it finally just got, she couldn't handle it in the house.
Yeah, they're smart enough to be able to do that. Well, does 1,000 pounds sound familiar? Because that is...
Well, it didn't get that big, no. But it was
Oh, my gosh, because this girl was about 650 pounds when they had to butcher her out. And the boar that they kept weighed upwards of 850. And other people owned him. They just kept him on their farm because they had the facilities for it. And they finally came and got him. But he was, we were told we had to stay away from him. He's 850 pounds. If he knocks us down, we're dead. And that was probably true. He wasn't real tame. You know, you had to be careful of the boar. But they're very interesting animals. But I just, they're just not my animal of choice. I'm sorry. Give me the meat to put in the freezer and I'm perfectly happy with a hog. But to have to deal with it and clean up after it and all that, that's not, no, not my choice. Not my choice. Let somebody else do all that stuff.
I couldn't raise one and eat it. That would be my problem.
Oh, well, we grew up doing that, so it's no big deal. In fact, when I finally was in a position to have 5 acres and I got my milk cow, her calf was named T-Bone. From the day he was born, we knew what his fate was, and luckily, his behavior did not endear him to us, so that was all right. He kept going through fences and getting away and living in the neighbor's pasture, and was like, oh, your home pasture ain't good enough for you. You got to go next door. Well, okay, your mama stays home. I don't know what your problem is, but so we let him be next door, and then we split him. So that's just how, when you're raised with that kind of stuff, it's not a big deal, you know. It really isn't.
Yeah.
And he was half Guernsey and half Black Angus, so that was kind of nice. That was kind of nice, but he was a little heavy.
Boy, that was probably some tender meat. That was probably some tender meat, very tender.
Yes. Yes, it was very nice, very nice. And you don't wait until they're too old. You wait until they're maybe a year and a half, 2 years old, and that's when you butcher them down. So it was it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And when you grow up with that kind of thing, it's no big deal. It doesn't bother you. It's, you don't think of them as pets. Now, my milk cow was a pet. That she was. Her name was Babe, and she lived up to that name. She was a sweetie. But with a milk cow, you're keeping them. You're milking them. You're not going to do anything to them. So that was kind of cool. All right. Time for ABBA's new release. And John sent this to me, too. He drew my attention to the fact that ABBA was doing their bid again. And it was kind of like, you listen to them, and keep in mind, excuse me, they're 75 and 76 years old, all four of them. So when you listen to this, keep that in mind, because it's fantastic. It's totally amazing. So here we go, and their song is called I Still Have Faith in You.
I still have faith in you, I see it now. Through all these years that faithfully sown, somehow there was a union of heart and mind. The lives of which are rare and oh so hard to find. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. I still have faith in you, and I would say I never really thought I'd see this way. But I remind myself of it is to reach this far. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share.
John, that they are in the UK top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I think that is totally awesome. I love it. I totally love it. Yes. It's nice
Maybe
to know
that. Maybe
they
can help to change our music back. Gosh, it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes. It really would be. Our best bet is to train those 10 and under to like our music.
Right.
Because, you know, from 10 to 25, it ain't going to happen. They're already stuck on that gobbledygook garbage. So
we gotta
grab them, like, you know. Wade likes our music. Hey. So there's a start.
Yeah.
We gotta get him to train his friends, and we'll start in Georgia. There we go. We'll start in Georgia. That's a good place. Okay.
that's
a funny thought, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, rap is crap. You're right, honey. Rap is crap. I agree. Boy, do I agree. Anyway, here's another one that John sent me this morning that's absolutely cool. I like this song. Every song he sent me today is like, oh, wow. I remember that one. I remember that one. Oh, wow, I remember that. And there was, what is it, one or two songs that I said, I don't know that one. And one of those is a Slim Whitman song that I had never heard before in my entire life, and I will play it. But for right now, let's play Elvis singing Girl Next Door Went Walking, takes one, two, and three.
I think you guys are jumping Scotty a little bit over here.
The girl next door went a-walking. She found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. The girl next door went a-walking. She knew that it wasn't right. She came home half past ten.
Out.
The girl next door went a-walking. She found a boy she left.
No, don't look at me. Started fading out.
LWB 0107, text 3.
Yeah, it lost a little bit of the tempo.
One, two, one, two.
The girl next door went a-walking. She found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. The girl next door went a-walking. She knew it wasn't right. She came home. She wanted to get married, settle down her life. She didn't know love was so grand. She didn't think love second hand. But to my surprise, she thought that love was paradise. She knew that stone a woman. She found a boy she liked. She wanted to
to get married. Saddam life. Girl next door and walking, she knew it wasn't right. She came home half past ten, late every night. Girl next door and walking, she found a boy's life. She wanted to get married. Saddam life. She didn't know love was so grand. She never took love second hand. But to my surprise, she thought that love was paradise. She knew next door in the walking, she found a boy she liked. She wanted to get married. Settle down life. Settle down life. Hold it. Hey.
Hold it. Those guys just don't listen, man. They keep on going. Just like kids. They don't listen. They just keep on going. Oh, Lordy. Okay. I am going to play that Slim Whitman song that I'd never heard before. I don't know this song. First time I heard it was this morning when John sent it to me. But you know what? He's got that really clear tenor voice. The only one that beats him is Cheryl Nielsen. My opinion, but that's how I feel. So here is Slim Whitman. And this Slim Whitman guy does not look like a tenor. It's like, hey, dude, you're too big to be a tenor. You got to do something about that. But, hey, you know, it is what it was what it was. Anyway, this song is called No One to Cry To.
No one to cry to. No one to say goodnight. No one to tell my troubles to. My lonely room and find there's no one there, and each night I beg of you, please answer this one prayer and give me someone to cry to, someone to say I
perfect ending. What one note, one, oh well. See, even Slim Whitman couldn't get it right. Oh, but that's all right. Had you ever heard that song before, Sue?
No.
I hadn't either. But, you know, that's not to say that I should have heard every song in existence, because that's not even possible. But, you know, Slim Whitman, When I was a kid, there was only a couple of songs that ever got played.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was that Indian love song. And for a while, I thought that was the only song he ever did. Well, I was wrong. I mean, you know, obviously. But I just, they didn't play Slim Whitney songs very much. Not up in the Pacific Northwest, anyway, where I lived. So, I mean, we were like Hank Snow and Roger Miller and all those kinds of things. They did that. And Hank Williams, of course, you know. But never heard very much Slim Whitman except for the Indian love song. They put that in a movie, even. But, yeah, I never heard that before. But that's okay, because I've heard it now. I heard it now, and that's what this is all about, is to take some great songs that we've never heard and to play them so that we hear them. And John is so superior at that. Man, I am so glad that he was put into my life with these shows, because he is such a big help. And they wouldn't be the same without his input, that is for darn sure. I'm very thankful. Very thankful. All right, I've got Elvis doing a Lost Son master. And you can tell it's a master. Well, you'll know why when you hear it. It's called I'll Never Stand in Your Way.
If you find someone new who means more than me to you, I'll never stand in your way. If you feel we must part, don't let pity rule your heart. I'll never stand in your way. I love you much too much to ever lose you. But what is to be will be, and I'll obey. I'll be blue when you go, but I'll never let it show. I'll never stand in the way. I love you much too much to ever lose you. But what is to be will be, and I'll obey. I'll be blue when you go, but I'll never let it show. I'll never stand in your way.
Oh, yeah. A lost master from Sun Records. And you notice there was no instrumentation except for an acoustic guitar. I thought that was awesome. I really loved that. That was cool. Because a lot of times he's got the drums and the electric guitar and the bass, you know, things like that, piano. This was only one acoustic guitar. That was a long time ago. That was from a long time ago. A Lost Son master. That's really cool. And somebody found it and put it on YouTube. Awesome. Totally awesome. All right, I'm going to play Anne's request. And it's by the Four Seasons. And it's one of their most popular songs, I think. Sherry. They're not a band. They're a singing group, a quartet. None of them played instruments. So it's really kind of interesting how that worked sometimes, especially back in the 60s. There were a lot of those that were, they weren't bands, they were singing groups. A lot of them. And it was really kind of awesome. It's like, okay, how do you hire these guys? Studio musicians? That's expensive. But house bands? More than likely house bands back then. So that was all right. They could do that. Okay, Elvis. Yeah. John sent such great songs. It's just awesome. This is Make Me Know It. Take 9, 10, and 11.
Take 11.
That ain't the hand, you heard it. Here we go.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true. But if you can, come over here and make me know you do.
Come on now, make me know it.
Go ahead and show it. But if you can, come over here and make me know you do. You say you got kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know you do.
Come on.
Here's deceiving, see it, believe it, make me know you do.
You
Wouldn't that be cool? Have somebody say, say you love me, make me know it. Think of the opportunities.
Right.
Think of the ideas. No, I'm not going to tell you. I could get in trouble for that. But it just leaves everything wide open, doesn't it? Ooh. Oh, yeah. That could be fun. That could be fun. You say, okay, baby, tell me to make you know it. See where that goes. But don't do it in a grocery store. That could be a problem. Okay. Oh, yeah. See, you're thinking now. You're thinking. I'm always thinking. That could be a problem. Not if it's not a problem by now. It's not going to be a problem. Okay. The Cascades. Does anybody remember the Cascades?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I remember them. I don't think they did a whole lot. Not that we heard on the radio at any rate. But this is one of them that they did. John sent this. It's a live performance of Rhythm of the Falling Rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again.
Everybody,
the only girl I care about has gone away.
Louder.
Looking for a brand new start, but little does she know that when she left that day, a longer time of my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care? I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start, but then
so much. Okay, he did it. He just didn't do it very loud. I was waiting for that last broom on the drums. Yeah. He did it, but he was very quiet about it. He got shy.
He was quiet about it. Jenny, you and John both know so much about music and titles and what have you, but there's been something on my mind for a couple of weeks, and I cannot find it, and I can't remember the whole thing behind it, but the name of the song, I believe, was A Table for One. I mean, it's an older song. It was from something that I picked up from my parents' music, okay? Or maybe the movie, because there was a movie, too, but I'm not sure if that was the name of the movie. But I do recall the name of the song being A Table for One.
Okay.
Do you recall it?
I don't offhand, honey, but you ought to be able to Google that and have it come up.
Well, I have, and I cannot find it. And I'm thinking, well,
really?
maybe it was, I've worded it wrong. Maybe it was A Table for Two, and I've tried that. So, I don't know. Maybe John's memory is so good about songs that, and it had to be in the 60s.
And besides that, he's older than me, so.
Well, yeah, and it had to be in the 60s, you know, it had to be. But I
well,
know
I
I've
don't remember
movies.
From the 60s. I listened to the radio an awful lot in the 60s, and I don't remember hearing it ever. So it might have been a 50s song that they put in a 60s movie. That's
maybe,
a possibility.
Maybe so.
Or a 40s, a late 40s song, it, you know, because they pull them up and they'll update them and put them in a movie. You know, that's how they used to pull that in the 50s and 60s. So, but I'll see if I can find it. I'll see if
well,
I
you
find
know, it. You know, it hit me. I believe it was Glenn Ford that was in the movie. I can't remember the woman's name. But anyway, it'll come to one of us, I hope, because that's just driving me nuts and I'll remember
yeah.
that.
Somebody will come up with it. Somebody will come up with it. And for sure, if it's John or me, whoever comes up with it will let you know. So no worries there. No worries there. Okay, for right now, I've got Elvis, and this is labeled as a rare February 1970 Elvis recording. The song is actually Lordy Miss Claudie. So, hey, you know, if they want to think that's rare, it's probably just the recording that's rare. So here we go in 1970 February, Lordy Miss Claudie.
I used to be known as Fats Domino. I lost weight. Want to get a little water? Okay. Give me a D, James.
All right. And that's it. They just kind of cut it off, and there you go. There was a song called Table for One that was done in 1984, but I don't think that's probably the one you're thinking of. So I will keep looking and seeing what else I can find.
It won't pull up for me what Annette put up here. It won't pull up for some reason.
Let's see, what did Manette put up? Oh, that link that she put there, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. The ninth track on AWOL Nation's third studio album. Well, AWOL Nation, I don't think that is the original group that did it. You know what I mean?
No. But that's crazy. It won't pull up for me. It won't play.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it. That's not a problem, but I don't think that's the one you're looking for. Because this is 2018 version. That's not the one you're wanting.
No.
So,
don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
2018 is not the one you're wanting. You're wanting the older one. So, okay. Enough of that. Let's get on with the next song because I've got too many to play and I don't want to miss any of them. Oh, here's
okay.
This is totally cool. This is such, I mean, when I was in, was it 7th grade or 8th grade? This was a big deal. Why? I have absolutely no idea on earth why this was a big deal. But it was something that everybody wanted to hear. Everybody loved it. It's very simplistic and easy. And it's a children's song from the 60s. From Peter, Paul, and Mary. Puff the Magic Dragon.
The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Dragon lives forever, but not so little boy. Painted wings and giant
Yeah. In a land called Honolulu. And I, my mind's eye sees this big old cave, you know.
Who's singing that song?
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, how did I miss that? Okay.
Yeah, that was in the 60s. What, 60, 66, 67, something like that. 67, I think. So, yeah. Yeah. It was great. It was great. Why? Like I say, I don't know why it was so great, but it was great. It was a good song. We all loved it. We all knew it. Every time it would come on the radio, we'd all sing it. You know, it's just one of those songs. And if somebody asked you, why do you like that song so much? It was like a, I don't know. I just do. It was one of those kinds of songs. You know what I mean? Kind of a strange situation where you go, you like a song and you don't know why, but you like it. Yeah, and it's kind of, oh, well, we don't care why we like it anyway. It doesn't matter. Anyway, they had a really big hit with that. That and Give Me a Hammer.
Oh, yeah, I recall that one. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everybody should recall that one. So those were Peter, Paul, and Mary's two big 1960s hits. No, they're not the only songs they did, but those were the two big ones that everybody knew. Everybody. And Gimme a Hammer was a Trini Lopez song. So that was kind of cool, too. Anyway, I knew Peter, Paul, and Mary's version, but I like Trini Lopez's version better. That's just me. Elvis. John did so good sending songs. He sent all these songs that I've been playing, except for the requests. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. This one is Take Good Care of Her. Take three.
I suppose I ought to say congratulations, for you won the only girl I ever loved.
So with my
my broken heart, I'll bow out gracefully. Please don't send me any wedding invitation, for I couldn't bear to see her if she's happy. That will be my consolation. Just take good care of her. Take good care of her. Take good care.
You know, that takes a really big heart to say congratulations to the man that took the woman you loved.
Right.
Man, I, that would be very hard. Very, very hard. That's hard for a woman to do that when another woman takes the man that she loves. You know, that would be hard. That would be totally hard.
Yeah.
Don't ever talk to him again. Never talk to him. Leave it alone. You gotta... Oh, my word. Anyway, okay. This is one that I've been sent twice, so I need to play it. John sent it again this morning, and this is Devil in Disguise, take 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. They left out 3, but here we go anyway.
0292, take 1. Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go. Here we go. We're rolling. Whoops, 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 whoops. Don't make it so big, just a little.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk up.
No good.
Once more. 0292, take 2.
Look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Walk like a bird. Let's try it. How to sign up to there, Freddie? Oh, Freddie?
Well, watch. 0292, take
4. Look like an angel.
Nope. Nope. Hold it. Hold it.
292,
take 5.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
Take 6.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh yes you are. Devil in disguise.
I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. I didn't see the devil in your eyes.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
Hey, hey, Sue, guess what?
What? Well, I saw it. I just played it, but that's by Engelbert. That's pretty, though.
Well, it might be the same song, and he just did it later. That's a possibility.
Didn't sound like it.
Okay. Well, I was going to say look it up and see if you can find older versions of it. Who knows? Right now, I've got Box Tops. And I'm going to try and play it since it's under 2 minutes. It's called The Letter from 1967.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
Always liked that. I thought it was awesome. I like that song. 1967. I just double checked, honey. It's 1967, not 1969. But, you know, somebody else might have done it in 69. That was happening all the time, so that was good. Hey, guys, I got 6 minutes left. So, it's time for me to say goodbye for today. And thank you, Sue, for being here for the whole show. We had a good time, I think. We found some stuff out, and we tried to find some stuff out. And that makes things interesting. I like it. Thank you, Victoria, for sitting here and listening through the whole show. That was awesome, too. I played everybody's requests. I was just looking through the list here. I played everybody's requests. I don't think I forgot anybody. And we had some really good songs that John sent in. I love that.
Yeah, very good.
It just wouldn't be the same without. Yeah, it wouldn't be the same show without his contributions. It just wouldn't be the same. So anyway, we did it great, and I've got just, I think, two songs left that I didn't have time to play. Hey, guess what? Saturday's coming. Saturday's coming. So you guys hang tight. Stay well. Stay safe. And thank you, everybody, for joining me today. Thank you, guys, in the chat room. We all joined in together on that. And everybody out in internet land. And Jerry, thanks for joining us. And I hope you come back again. Saturday, we've got another broadcast on the same time. And it's on PCB Network instead of this one, but there will be links posted in the same places so you can find it easily. And I will post the phone number in the description paragraphs when I post the link. So you will have the phone numbers even if Blog Talk isn't putting them on for you in those links, because I've got them. So come join me Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. And you guys can fill in the middle times. It'll be all there. I'll be all here. And we're going to have a good time. And I hope you can come join us and have a good time with us. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good music.
Enjoy your first evening off. I look forward to seeing what you get mixed up tonight.
Yeah, well, tonight it's going to be, I don't know, maybe I'll make a steak for supper. That might be my celebration. Bake a potato. You know, when I'm working, I don't like to cook for myself. It's just a big hassle. So maybe tonight I'll do that. And I have some blackberry wine in the fridge.
Well,
that could work out. That could work out.
Have a little toast to yourself.
Yeah, really. Really. Oh, my gosh. And it's just, I'm just thinking of the fact that, hey, come Sunday night, I don't have to get ready to go back to work. Awesome.
Wow.
So now it's this week is going to be finish up the packing, clean out the shed, get that organized, clean off the back porch, and get that organized from my friend's help that made it a disaster. Now I've got to clean it up. But I should have everything else in this house packed up and the shelves off the wall that I want to take with me. I'd say 3 hours. It'll all be done here in the house. So I'm cooking with gas now, guys. I'm on my way. So the last song of the show is going to be Elvis. And think about this as you're listening to this song. Wouldn't this be something wonderful to tell somebody or to hear from someone who has your heart? I love this song. It's called I'm Yours.
My love, I offer you now. My heart and all it can give. For just as long as I live, I'm yours. No one but yours, dear, will do. My lips will always be true. My eyes can see only you.
And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there with every beat of love, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart. I'm yours.
And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there.
With every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'm yours.
And as the years roll along, your joy and tears I'll gladly share. And when things go wrong, dear, just hold out your hand, and I'll be there.
With every beat of my heart, with every breath that I take, now and forever, sweetheart, I'll